You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Your terms. Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Univision anchor George Ramos is giving his side of the story after he was kicked out of Donald Trump's press conference in Iowa yesterday.
I said, I have a question on immigration. He didn't say anything. I stood up. I started my question. He didn't like my question.
Ramos tells ABC's Good Morning America that Trump signaled for the security guard after he started asking his question. He was physically removed, though he was eventually allowed to return. The National Association of Hispanic Journalists is blasting Trump for having Ramos kicked out of the event. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, U.S. futures are pointing higher. Worldwide markets were mixed today, with Japan's Nikkei gaining more than 570 points and the Shanghai Composite Index closing down 1.3%. Nearly 57 million people in the U.S. and Canada play fantasy football, and it's costing employers. Fantasy football players spend an average of 1 hour managing their team each week, and most are doing it on the job. That costs job providers an estimated $16 billion in lost wages, according to consulting firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. This is USA Headline News.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot, more than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59, and over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock oak for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Chris Christie doesn't believe in Donald Trump's immigration plan, but rather that current laws simply need to be applied.
For 30 years, these folks in Congress, previous presidents, haven't enforced the law. And maybe I come at this from a really direct point of view, but what I believe is you're elected to enforce the law.
The New Jersey governor tells Fox News that the border needs to be secured, but many laws to enforce immigration are already in place. Christie adds that there's no way Trump's idea to deport all illegal immigrants would work because of a lack of law enforcement. Christie also says there's no need for more policy and bigger government because the one in place now is already too large.
Make sure that we're securing the border in the first place. What we need to do is to make sure we secure that people come over here with visas, don't overstay the visas. We have laws in place now to handle the overwhelming majority of the stuff. But what people are really angry about is the government doesn't do their job.
Amazon is delivering alcohol through its Prime Now service. Amazon announced yesterday that delivery of beer, wine, and spirits is available to people signed up for the $99 a year Prime Now membership. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow. A Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool.
Clear!
Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
After staging a rally following yesterday's steep decline, Wall Street tanked in the final hour of trading.
Early in the day, it looked like the stock market was set to recover from Black Monday when China cut interest rates overnight and the Dow Jones was up over 300 points. But in the final hour of trading, the bottom fell out and the market closed 200 points down. Investors say there's no need to panic.
I think that this is a normal and healthy correction that goes on in the market. I watch it very closely.
But others are wondering if there's another shoe to drop from China.
It's like a gamble. You gamble with it. Basically, you put your money in it, you hope that it goes up, and the next thing you know, it crashes.
Interest rates and the price of oil are also on investors' minds. Terry Sheridan, New York.
A new forecast says the federal deficit should hit $426 billion this year.
The federal budget deficit for the fiscal year 2015 will be smaller than we projected in March and will decline as a share of gross domestic product relative to last year's.
Congressional Budget Office Director Keith Hall says that would be the lowest deficit of the Obama presidency. Hall predicted moderate economic growth but warned that growth will be restrained by, quote, slack in the labor market. Congress will have to act to raise the national debt ceiling by mid-November or early December. We make getting your headlines easy. Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Oh, good afternoon, and the weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently waiting for it to come up. Okay, it is currently 78 degrees. It's actually a beautiful day. A high of 83 is expected, and it is sunny with a slight breeze. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 55. Thursday, sunny with a high near 82. Again, beautiful day with Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. Friday, sunny, high near 82. Saturday, sunny with a high near 85. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 87. So we've got a good span of beautifully sunny days. And enjoy the end of summer. It is currently 12:09.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor and have a practice here in Flemington. My topic today, and I'm going to say as a counselor, I need to know a little bit of everything. So today my topic is getting ready for school. As we all realize that we are ending summer and kids are winding down, or I might even say winding up. I thought it's, and I think this is something I generally do, just sort of giving parents and children some pointers in transitioning from school to, from summer break back to school. And, it's different for, depending upon the ages of children that you have. You may have some children that are preschool, or you have children that are entering kindergarten or first grade for the first time. Of course, first grade, first time. Or someone that is moving into a little bit more upper class, eighth grade. So they're getting ready to complete that to move on to high school. And of course, people who are going into high school, freshmen and high school seniors. And so there's a wide range, not to mention those of us who have children that are either entering college or returning to college. So there's quite a few things that are included in getting ready for school. And for you, the parent, getting organized is probably the top most important thing to do. By getting yourself organized, you also help getting your children organized. And why is organization so important? Well, first of all, our whole time schedule switches around because we're getting back to school. And there's planning and things in terms of, going clothes shopping and shopping for school supplies. So it's important to make a checklist and make a budget so that you know what you're looking for. It's a fun time to go school shopping, to buy new clothes, new shoes. For those young people going to college, thinking about what they need for their dorm room or apartments. And that's always fun. So it's important to do two things. One is make that checklist and make a budget. It's a good opportunity to teach your children how to also participate in that. Kids need to know how to make a checklist, and also they need to know about budgeting. Now, of course, if it's a preschooler, kindergartner, first grader, they're a little too young for that. However, as they get older, by all means, just like you want, your child to make a Christmas list, so say to them, make a list. Tell me what you think you might need for school. Shoes, sneakers, clothes, notebooks, computer things. And so that has to be really the first thing. And then as they're a little bit older, third, fourth grade, you can actually start working with them in terms of budget. It's never too early to teach them about how to handle money. And going back to school, making that list is really important. And you can make it fun so that you make it a day out. We're going to go shopping and we can have fun and we can do lunch. And for some of you, it's also important to make some doctor's appointments. So, get the teeth cleaned and a physical and those kinds of things. Get those things done before school actually starts. And then you could sit down with your child and say, let's check it off. We've done this task. We've purchased that thing. And so you're helping them learn how to get organized. And that's really important. So I actually need to take a little break. The first commercial break happens awfully quickly here, and I think that's probably because of the news. But I will be back in a few moments. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Jody Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about getting ready for school. And that I think it's important to really start off with getting organized, really making a checklist of things that you need. Of course, depending upon the age of your child, needs are different. However, children are definitely going to need shoes and clothes and school supplies. But it also depends on your school district. You may also need to supply some hygiene products and put deposits for band instruments or sport equipment. And oftentimes those things can be a real drain on family funds. Children oftentimes have a long list of must-have items for their first day of school. So budget what you can, and try and hold the line on season spending because it can really be a drain, especially if you have two or three children. So the thing is you really need to make that budget. It might be something that, even as you experience this next year, you might decide, you know what, I need to start actually saving money starting in June so that when the end of August comes around, I've got some money to spend for the following school year. So that's really important. Getting organized is part of that. Going shopping, making a shopping list, budgeting. But it's also getting ready for that going back to school. For example, registration forms and orientation material, medical forms, of course, that school supplies, getting a school calendar, making plans for school lunches and school menus. And there's before and after school care information that you need, as well as bus schedules. So there's a lot of information for you to gather and organize. It's really important if your child's taking a bus to know where the child has to go to meet the bus and what time the bus is coming and the bus number and the name of the bus driver and all of those things. So those things are really important. With that being said, it's important also to make a contact list. Again, Meet with the teacher if you can. Know who the school nurse is, again, the bus driver, and school counselors. If you go to work, again, make sure that you have information about preschool and after-school care. Make sure that they have your contact and you have their contact numbers. Smartphones are wonderful for this managing this information, and most of us have, well, I don't, I have a dumb phone, but it does have the capability of keeping contact lists. And so as you get information, make sure that you note the phone numbers, email contacts, all of those things. And make appointments, like I said, physicals, immunizations, dental, haircuts. All of those things are really important. And, you know, school for some may not start for another week or so, but this is the perfect time to get that all organized. So as you're getting that organized, make files and put these things into specific files so that you've got them at your fingertips. It's really important to sit down with your children and talk about routine, what you expect of them, how you want them to do chores around the house, what you expect about getting homework done, playing on video games, playing outside, having snacks when they come home from school, what time you expect them to go to bed, how much TV time they get when they're home. These things are really important so that your children have a clear understanding of what you expect from them. And that by doing this, you establish that routine. For children, routine is extremely important. Routine helps children feel safe. Same thing with discipline. I'm going to use the word discipline not in terms of a punishment, but in terms of getting into a routine, having a more disciplined lifestyle, so that your children know when they come home, they have a snack, they can play outside for an hour, they have to come in and do homework, they have to help with getting dinner ready or clearing the dinner table, they may have more homework to do. Give them some time to have fun and relax, watch TV or a movie, getting ready for bed. And that getting ready for bed is really important also because it begins to teach them some hygiene, bedtime hygiene, so that they know for some it's taking a bath at night or a shower at night, washing their face, getting their clothes ready for the next day so that they're not trying to figure out in the morning what they're going to be wearing. So you can actually have, even if you want to get that organized, you can have in their closets Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so you can actually plan the whole week's worth of outfits so that they just go and pick what they need off the hanger. And I know as kids get older that there's a little more, well, I don't know if I want to wear this, and there's a little more of that goes on as kids get older and they want to pick their own clothes. But absolutely get them into a routine of, as they're younger, picking their clothes in the evening so that they have an idea of what they're going to be wearing rather than standing in front of the closet for 20 minutes trying to figure it out. So that's a really important thing. The same thing with lunches. Prepare them if they're not having lunches at school. Prepare them the night before. Put them in the refrigerator, they're good to go. At our house, lunches are always made the night before. And think about what you're going to give for lunch. Those things are important also, so that you're planning healthy meals for your children when you pack a school lunch. It's important to get information. So often it was peanut butter and a banana or an apple for everyone. However, there's now nut allergies, and some other kids may not be able to, you know, can I taste your sandwich? You know, we don't know what happens with those kids. So think about it. Think about what would be a healthy lunch for your child. And so make sure you always have those things on hand. The same thing for snacks when they come home. Think of things that are healthy. And make sure that things are, again, organized so that you're not bouncing around, grabbing this out of this closet and that out of the refrigerator and looking for... Know where things are. Keep it organized. If you've got several children, create a line of, you know, like you put in the apple, you put the whatever on the sandwich, you get the bread, you put it in the bag, an assembly line, so that it becomes a family routine. You, the parent, do not have to be the one always making lunch. Include your children in that. It can be an activity that you do together as a family. Things that are always good: yogurt, fruit juice, you know, those boxed fruit juice, veggies in a bag, sandwiches, of course. Those things are always good to have. And be aware that you're not giving your children too many sugary or salty things. Don't give them a soda, even though that might be what they want. Give them a water. There's nothing wrong with your child having water. It's actually good for them. And of course, a lot of times schools, you know, you can buy milk and those kinds of things. Those things are good also. And make sure that you are aware if your child is buying lunches at school. Make sure you know what the menu is. And you can always do that. Oftentimes schools do have a printable school menu that you can download. And then you post it somewhere in your kitchen so you have an idea. So it might be that, you know, every Thursday's pizza day. Well, you know, that's the day you might buy lunch at school. And so that your children can also participate in that activity. So lunches, you may not always make them at school. Just keep in mind to pre-pack lunches if you are doing that as much as possible, because it does help. It's part of the evening routine, setting up clothes, packing lunches, making sure homework is done, making sure any kind of paperwork that needs to get signed and provided to the teacher or the school nurse, make sure that's packed in the backpack. You have your books. All of those things. Make sure your children have your cell phone numbers. It used to be where children couldn't bring phones to school. Now children do bring phones to school. They're not so much the kind of phones where they could be playing games, but they're there for children to have contact with family members if needed. And the more things that you could do the night before, the better. So that this way, morning doesn't start with a lot of anxiety. Getting up, getting lunches made, figuring out what you're going to wear, where's your homework. You're scattered all over, and your child starts their day angry, scattered, forgetful, and anxious. So as a parent, you really have a lot of responsibility to see to it that your children are well organized for the day, for tomorrow, for the next day, so that things move smoothly for them. Well, I have to take a little news break, and I will be back talking a little bit more about getting ready for school and routines and different kinds of things that need to happen. And I will be back with Counselor's Chat.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Two journalists were shot dead on live TV today in Mineta, Virginia, near Roanoke. One was on the air interviewing someone. WDBJ General Manager Jeffrey Marks spoke to viewers afterward.
It is my very, very sad duty to report that we have determined through the help of the police and our employees that Allison and Adam died this morning shortly after 6:45 when the shots rang out.
The victims have been identified as Allison Parker and Adam Ward. The killer is being chased by police, and the governor of Virginia says the suspect is believed to be a disgruntled employee.
Our law enforcement personnel have a photograph of the individual, and as they say, they are in pursuit as we speak.
That was Terry McAuliffe on WTOP Radio. The Dow Jones was up almost 400 points in the opening minutes. It has been up and down over the past few days. Many experts blame the falling Chinese markets. This is USA Headline News.
The results are truly amazing. Ovation Cell Therapy has helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Stop dry, brittle, damaged hair and grow thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair faster.
I've definitely seen a difference in the amount of hair I lose every time I shampoo. There's a significant change. Even my hairdresser has noticed a difference. She said that my hair looks much healthier and stronger. Thank you for making a great product. I would highly recommend it to everyone.
I finally found a shampoo and conditioner that cleans my hair thoroughly but gently. My hair is much softer and more manageable. The product smells fantastic.
These survey responses are from people just like you, sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter USA News for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter USA News for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. And I'm talking about getting yourself and your family ready to get back to school. So I think one of the things that's also really, really important is something called a calendar, or even an area in your family where you can even call it sort of the command center. So that would be a good place for you to have the calendar, where you to have even places where your children can come and put in, you know, this is something I got from school. You can have a 3-ring binder to hold all the information that you might need for school. Even if you have a couple of children, you can have sections in there. Also have a whiteboard, personal inboxes or cubbies. Cubbies are great because it's a good place. Kid comes home, put their sneakers in there, their lunch bags, all kinds of things can go in those cubbies. Inboxes for paperwork, the whiteboard for writing notes, and you can even get one of those whiteboards that come with the calendar pre-printed on it. It's a great place for information, creating that information center so that you have knowledge of what's going on, after school activities, soccer practice, piano lessons, assignments that are done, doctor's appointments, all of the things that pertain to what is going on with your child, you know, on, you know, dates where you've got, you know, you want to say your child, I want you to put, if you have a test coming up or an assignment, put it on the whiteboard so that not only do you know, we all know. And that's really important to be able to do that. It's a good place to put household chores so that you have a chore list, and make sure that you get your children to participate in doing chores around the house. So often I hear that parents don't have their children doing chores. Doing chores helps a child feel part of the family. Even if they complain That's what children do. I don't want to do. I don't want to clean the kitty litter. That's fine. You can whine. Do it anyway. I know you don't want to do it. You could tell me that you don't like doing it. That's fine. And do it anyway. I have a little personal story. My stepson was over. This is a number of years ago. He had chores when he came over. One of the chores was I washed dishes and he dried the dishes. Well, he was giving me a hard time. I don't like drying. Why do I have to dry dishes? Why can't they just stay over here and just let the air dry them? I mean, he was just really whining and I don't want to. And so I actually participated and I said, I don't want to wash dishes. My hands are all wet. I don't like it. This feels greasy. And as I was whining and he was whining, he actually stopped because he looked at me and he thought, well, that looks really dumb. And he started to laugh. And we laughed so hard. Well, needless to say, my wonderful stepson, whenever we see him, he's more than happy to chip in and dry dishes or empty the dishwasher. He's even come over and made dinner. So, you know, it includes your children to be part of the family. Really important to have those chores. In addition, it teaches your chores how to be responsible for themselves as an adult. You know, we teach our children how to brush their teeth and how to tie their shoes and how to button their shirt. We teach them those things, you know, how to use a fork and a knife, and then we stop. Well, our children need to know things like how to run a vacuum and how to take the garbage out and how to boil water. They need to know how to do these things so that when they're adults, they can do them. It's all part of being a parent. So, again, it's really important to make that chore list, and everyone needs to participate in a chore. Even if you're 5 years old, you can pick your plate off the table and put it in the sink or put your toys away. Absolutely. You're never too young to really start a age-appropriate chore. I'm going to make sure I say that. You don't want a 5-year-old cutting the lawn, but a 13-year-old, by all means, have them participate in all of those family activities and chores. Really important. Also, that command center, make sure you've got phone numbers. Frequently called numbers, doctor's numbers, dentist's numbers, emergency numbers. Put the school lunch menu there. You can even create it where you can have a section on that whiteboard where your child puts what they would like for lunch. Have them participate. This is a family activity. It's a good place to also recognize it might be where you want to pay bills. Have files for your receipts. Good place for storing pens, pencil, paper, markers, and erasers. It's a really great thing to have if you can find a spot. Generally, corner in the kitchen might be one of the best places. Or in a hallway, in the back. If you have a family room, maybe a corner in the family room. But it's really good to figure out where you want to do this. And the other thing, too, is I would suggest having family meetings. How is it going? How's the command center going? Is it working for everyone? You know, how is the schedule? Is there anything that we need to change? It's really important to communicate with each other. And it's important to not only get organized before school starts, but to stay organized throughout school. So I grew up with this. Everything has a place, and that there's a place for everything. So that meant if you use the scissors, you know where you put them back. Or the tape, you know where it goes when you're done with it. pencils, erasers, all of it. Things have a place, and teach that. Discipline yourself as a parent to do that. Teach your children to do that. So much time gets spent on looking for the scissors. One of the things, too, have tools at hand. So you don't need to just keep tools in the garage or the basement. Have tools in that command center. You can get a screwdriver that has interchangeable Phillips head and regular flat head screwdrivers, a small hammer, flashlight, a little jar with some nails and screws and hooks. Just keep these things available so you're not running around like crazy. Magnets for the refrigerator. Labels with your children's name. Or color code things on the whiteboard. And give everyone, this is your color. So everything, every time you see something with this green on it, you know that's yours. Blue on it, you know that. Have the children pick their own color. And have games. Make things into games so that at the end of the week, child number one did a fantastic job. They get extra time playing a game, video games. Child number two, well, they don't get the extra time because they didn't do what they needed to do. So it's really offering them that encouragement. You can also do something like get out of a chore free. Make little flashcards so that you can build in some fun into the whole process. Really important to do that. The other thing, too, is give your children information and not just information, but the room to share their feelings. I think that that's really important. So often I hear parents say, I don't want my children to be angry. I don't want my children to be disappointed. Well, it's really okay if your children are angry or disappointed. It's actually okay for them to have those feelings. It's about teaching them what to do when they have those feelings that is even more important. So if child number three was supposed to go over their friend's house for a sleepover, but they didn't get their homework done, their room is a mess, and they were acting out all week, yeah, you know what? I know you're disappointed. You really wanted to go. This is something you have to work for. So we will make another plan another time. This is important for you to know that it's okay to be disappointed. It really is. It's okay. And also learn some responsibility because that's also important. Parents, be a parent. Be a parent. So that your job is not to be your children's friend. You could do that when they are adults. But when they are young and they're youngsters and they're children, they need you to be a parent, to be organized, to be disciplined, so they know what to expect, to be their teacher, to teach them about life skills, to teach them coping skills. Really important. So the more organized you are, like I said, create a family command center in your family. You can have fun with it. Be creative with it. Make shopping lists. Make sure you've got things all scheduled. I need to take another little commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show. And I'm talking about getting yourselves all organized and getting ready for school. Talked about creating a command center, making lists, shopping lists, budgets, getting organized, clothes, routines, creating basically family discipline, chores, all of those things, really, really important. One of the things that I do want to touch on, and I think it's really important, we are currently living in a time where there is quite an epidemic in terms of drugs, a lot of heroin, and it's really important that you, as a parent, educate yourself. Now, you might say, well, you know, my kindergartner or third grader. But, you know, at age 11 and 12, kids begin to, they begin to experiment, believe it or not. And it's kids at age 12 can be smoking pot. I know there are a lot of people that are that say pot is okay. Pot is not okay. It affects the brain and the brain's capacity to integrate information. And especially a child whose brain is growing in developing, it can lead to pretty severe issues, sometimes even things as bad as schizophrenia. It's really important to be on top of it. And if you yourself are a drinker, a pot smoker, think about the message that you are sending your children. Think about it. We are having a lot of deaths. Pot is a gateway drug. A gateway to heroin and cocaine. Dangerous stuff. Meth. It's not what you want your children to do when they're adults. You need to really be aware of what's going on with that. Know who your children are friends with. Know their friends. Know where they are, especially as they're getting older. where are you going, what time are you going, what time are you going to be coming home. Give them a curfew. Age-appropriate curfew, you know, but it's really important. Know the signs. Drastic change in friends. Change in dress. Drop in grades. Lack of interest in activities that they've always enjoyed. Get to know what's going on. Be aware. One of the downsides is so often in a home where both parents are working, what is going on with your children can fall by the wayside. You come home, dinner's rushed, kids are pushed off to their rooms. So oftentimes even you don't even have dinner together as a family. This one's going to soccer practice, that one's going to practice at the play, the other one's going to be meeting friends to study for an exam. Kids are all over the place, and you're running around, picking them up, dropping them off, and it's so easy to not be aware. Make the time. Don't wait for the time to come around. Make the time. I happen to be a very strong proponent of being involved in things like 4-H, scouting, and religious organizations. They're good places for your children to learn and experience values, morals, and ethics, something I talked about a couple weeks ago. These are things that they learn at home. These are things they learn at school. To follow it up with some of these other organizations, I think is really important. So be aware. Please, be aware. So getting ready for school is not only about the clothes and the lunches and the homework and the doctor's appointments. It's also about educating yourself. Especially as your children get older, especially as they're going off to college. Let them know. Be really, really clear with them. These things are not okay. You're going to be off at college. They're there. Please don't experiment. Say no. Think wisely about the people that you're choosing to be friends. Don't drive drunk. Don't have those wild, crazy grain parties. And if you happen to go to one, really be aware of what you're doing. Be aware. Teach your children to be aware of their surroundings. My gosh, we are living in such a time that your children need to be aware. Teach your children self-defense. Take them to Taekwondo and those kinds of things when they're 8 and 10. Teach them. That's your job as a parent. Your job as a parent to teach your children how to be adults. Give them the opportunity absolutely to play and have fun and be silly. It's important for them to be with their families, in families. Even if your family has gone through a divorce, separation, you're a single mom, whatever the situation is, make sure you have support for yourself. Very important. So it's self-planning too, not just planning for your children, but self-planning. Have your own support system, friends that you can talk to, family ties, really important. And if you have a family member that may have maybe giving you some problems, then you know what? You may need to say, I just don't have the time to deal with this issue. And I need to find someone that's going to be supportive. Give yourself a break. A little bit of hydrotherapy. You know, take it. Nice bath at night after the kids are in bed. Get yourself a massage. give yourself, if you're in relationship, married, make sure that you and your spouse have some time together. Really important. It's so easy to get so wrapped up in school and activities and work and household tasks and chores and this and that and the other thing that you don't give yourselves time. So work on your relationship. Talk to your spouse about budget, plans, values, what you want your relationship to look like. Have a babysitter so that you can go on dates on occasion. Doesn't have to be every weekend. Could be one Friday night a month, one Saturday night a month. Mom and Dad are going to dinner in the movies. So you've got to work on your relationship and make sure you carve some time out to sit down and talk with each other and communicate. There's no right way to do these things, and for each family it's going to be different because we're all different and we're all the same at the same time. Notice your feelings. If you're feeling tired, drained, worn out, pulled in all kinds of directions, it's time to say no. It's time to say stop. It's time to give yourself some quiet time. Some downtime. Read to your children. It can be a very quiet time. We're all going to get in bed and we're just going to read some books before bedtime. And if you're a family that has religious bent, by all means, teach your children to pray. Teach your children to meditate. Teach your children about awe and gratitude and the glory of a sunset. Let them be curious and have fun. By getting yourself organized, pre-planning things, you can keep your life running smoothly so that if there is something that goes on, if there is a crisis, you will have a better chance of handling it. And let's hope there isn't. So I do hope this has been helpful. By all means, you can go online and do a little Googling. You can Google organizedhome.com. It can help you get yourself organized for some school, getting prepared for school. It's a great resource, as well as other sites. That's the one good thing about computers is they really, as frustrating and time-consuming as they are, they're also really great resources of information. So, anyway, I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I have a master's degree in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor, nationally certified counselor. If you're interested in finding out more information about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor, that's ALTAROLL, counselor, .net, or .com. I'm always open to take on new clients. I deal with all kinds of issues from depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, couples counseling, grief and loss, anger management, addiction, and how addiction affects family and the individual, codependency, adult children of alcoholics, just to name a few things. Again, that's Altarol Counselor, O-R, out two L's, counselor.com, .net, or you can follow me on Facebook at Ruth Altamura Roll, MA, NCC, LPC. That's MANCC, LPC, after Ruth Altamura, -Roll, two L's. And if you would like to make an appointment or have a comment about the show, please call with me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I hope you have a good week, and I wish to say let's remove the stigma towards good mental health.